This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/storybrooke.
What did I ever do to you to make you hate me?
Once upon a time, something happened.
I am so proud of you.
That made a future queen despise a little girl named Snow White. Now in our world.
She's a liar and a murderer.
She'll have her revenge.
I am innocent. I don't deserve this.
But you do deserve this.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back for yet another commentary.
It really just surprises us every time. We're not doing this for your benefit. It's for ours.
It's just like, oh my goodness, we've actually done one. Wait, we've done two. Wait, we've done like eight now or
we've done something
insane.
We said we'd do.
I know. We're almost halfway through season one,
crazy.
Which is very, very cool. And, yeah, we're going to keep on trucking here. As you know, last week we did what's the name of the episode? I just completely drew a blank on it. The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, which was the first of two Regina boyfriends
dying
to die in the first season. So on the suggestion of Justin, also known as Burn Notice 56 on Twitter, we're going to go ahead and do the second Regina's boyfriend dying episode, The Stable Boy. This is the big one. This is the one that made the queen or the soon to be queen, the evil queen, you know, so very, very relevant, very, very big. Now, there's a couple things we like to point out before we start these commentaries. One, if you're not going to be able to sit down to watch season one, episode 18, The Stable Boy right now,
turn it off.
Yeah. Just stop listening to us because you're going to have a horrible, horrible time.
We get quiet. We go, shh.
Yeah, we just start paying attention to the episode. We don't say anything for a good minute or two. And you're just going to be completely lost because we're not going to be explaining things on screen. We're going to assume you're watching with us. Mm-hmm. And that's what the whole point of this, right?
It's a commentary.
Like you're kicking back and watching it with your good friends, Anne-Marie and Bill.
Do you have your popcorn and your magic juice?
Yeah, we have magic juice tonight.
We have magic juice.
We usually call out what magic juice we have.
Well, this is a new thing, actually. We never used to do it, and now suddenly made it a thing.
We've been doing it for the commentary.
It's makes me, I'm a little off. I'm like, oh, I'm telling them what I'm drinking.
I'm just drinking a Belgian white Blue Moon, the standard Blue Moon magic juice.
I am drinking Blue Moon caramel apple spiced ale because I love fall beers.
And I will be finishing my coffee before I start the magic juice. Okay, now the way we do this to make sure we're all synced up and ready to go, we're playing it off of Netflix. And I'd assume if you have the Blu-ray, the DVD, whatever, it's going to be basically the same timing and everything, hopefully. So what we'll do is we're going to do a three count and then hit play on four. So it's a 3-2-1 play. And we'll do it like that. And then over the course of the first minute or so of the episode, me and Anne-Marie will call out any names that show up on screen, anything like that. So you can make sure you're completely in sync as we get started with the episode. And then you should be good to go through the whole thing.
Yep, pretty much.
I guess before we get started, I'll just mention we don't have any other suggestions or requests. So if you have if you have any suggestions or requests, by the time this one comes out, we'll only have like 1 or 2 weeks left, I think. But you know, if you'd like to send those over, Twitter's @GFStorybrooke and email is greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com. Okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and get started with season one, episode 18, The Stable Boy. Okay, now remember this is a three count on four hit play. Three. Oh, okay, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to run through this one more time just to make sure we're good. It's three, two, one, play.
Play.
Okay,
this is the real
one now. Okay, I'm going to give you a second to go ahead and skip back and get back to the beginning of the recording because we already went on that false one. We're going to be quiet for a second.
Okay.
Three, two, one, play.
Play.
Once upon a time. Man, that was probably the worst.
That was the worst start.
Was sinking ever.
Worst. I blame you.
I blame the coffee.
Ah, the coffee.
Coffee's getting me jittery.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah, I'll turn our volume up a little bit.
There we go. No, you didn't. You did not kill Catherine.
I think I killed Catherine.
Maybe I killed Catherine.
Oh, wait, this might be the first one that's a continuation of one of the episodes we've already done a commentary for, yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, there's a horse.
A horse? It's a horse. That's a horse of a different color. There's a ring. Yes. Now we're just going to call it objects.
Here's Fluffy.
One week ago. I'm a battery charger in ABC Studios production. Jennifer Goodwin.
Sometimes okay, this is we'll just
one. Jennifer Morrison. There we go. I think we're good.
Apples.
Why does she have apples?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you get out of it?
Apples.
To apples?
Bananas.
Charming. He is charming.
Oh, did you notice the horse on her shelf back there? That's pretty relevant, right? Because the stable thing. And this will be the episode that she saves Snow too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so a little bit of foreshadowing.
Shattering?
Foreshadowing there. They're shattering expectations. With a giant foam number 4. I have no idea. Yeah.
Oh, it's the one before the one that we just watched.
No, it's the one after, but they're because remember it said 1 week before. So this is because I guess that was supposed to be a big reveal there, you know, in the context of the episode.
Unfortunately, you didn't know they were working together until just now.
Or no, you knew at the end of that episode, but you found out when that happened now.
Interesting.
With this flashback.
Okay. Let's go way back now.
Yeah. Way back to fairy tale land. Do they even do that kind of stuff back in the day?
Oh, I'm going to assume yes.
The jumping of the things.
Well, this wasn't fairy tale land. Like,
I know they have different challenges like that in Zelda games and stuff, but.
This isn't Zelda.
It could be Zelda. It could totally be Zelda. Ooh, Once Upon a Time in Hyrule.
Oh,
that's what they need to do.
It's in the hat.
I think this was her first appearance.
Was it?
I think.
No.
Yes, I'm almost positive it was because I remember promo pictures with her in it from like this whole scene right here. I could be wrong. I probably am.
Wonder how old she's supposed to be.
Cora?
Like no.
Regina?
How old she's supposed to be.
I'd assume probably like 19, 20, something like that.
Oh, the other girls are married.
You know, old maid at 19 or 20.
I'm going to go cry in my...
But see, if you're criticizing her to help her, then you're telling her that you're helping her by criticizing her, you're not helping her anymore because you've undone the trick.
Well, now she's really using a trick.
I love the implication that Henry Sr. there, like, is just, like, so scared that she's going to kill him that he
just
stays
there.
He's too
scared to do anything. I'll be good, Mommy. I'll be good.
And ultimately, I guess Regina never really did end up caring about status too much. She cared about power.
But not status.
Yeah, not status. She wanted to make sure that no one could mess with her, but outside of that, she was like, whatever. It just so happened to be the only way to do that was to to become the evil queen after, you know, the this. Events that will transpire here. No spoilers. No spoilers. He dies. He definitely dies.
He looks so much older than I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. He
like a lot.
Maybe it's just because it's been a while since we've seen it. The episode is always called The Stable Boy or something. And he looks again, he was in that season 3 episode too. The Frankenstein episode.
That was season 2.
Or was that season 2?
Yeah. Oh, today.
Today? Then why are they still calling her Mary Margaret if it's today? Oh, wait. Today isn't when the episode was.
They still call her Mary Margaret.
Do they?
They all go back and forth. It's one of the most, my biggest pet peeves. I'm like, be yourself.
Never read a superhero comic with like the superheroes who know each other's identities going back and forth with code names and everything.
Oh,
like
gosh.
That. Never host a co-host a podcast about Batman. That's for sure.
Oh whoops. Oops, got that one wrong. Oh, Mary Margaret. Creeper.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't say that. They say the opposite.
I didn't know it.
Yes.
Yes, please.
No, you're supposed to keep going on. We wanted more reasons. But what really? What's Regina's end game here? Like, what happens when she can't leave Storybrooke, right?
Nope.
Or was that in place? That was in place.
There.
Yeah. Only Regina could leave.
Yeah, to adopt a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That has no background check.
See, now he looks a little younger than he did in the previous scene already.
No. Never.
The one parent. The bad parent.
You know, the one with magic.
The Miller's Daughter, which was the title of the episode from this season. I don't like Regina's hair like that.
And I was just thinking, I love that. I want to figure out how to do it.
It just looks too solid, like a helmet or something.
No, it doesn't. It's a bunch of braids.
Well, I guess if I have an aversion to large braids, I better get over it. What with Elsa coming down the pike and everything.
Yeah. Someone's here.
It's Zorro.
Or it's Snow.
It's Snowro.
Someone save the stunt actress.
You gotta admit, she has a lot of strength.
For being 12?
Yeah, to hold on to the horse that long.
Mm-hmm. And then fall promptly off one that's not moving.
No, it wouldn't have been funny. I was going to say it wouldn't have been funny if her neck broke. It would have been ironic. It wouldn't have been funny.
No. The only way to get over fear is to face it. Hmm. Interesting. Hi, I'm Regina.
I'm overselling this smile because I'm supposed to be innocent, not faking it innocent. Did you notice that Gold's tie matches Emma's shirt?
Hmm.
All these commentaries are starting to seriously break down into just straight fashion police. Yeah. I think that's fine, though.
Hmm.
Especially considering we're both such big fashion experts.
Okay. Why is it the end of show music playing? Oh, thank you, Sydney. Let me just take the microphone out of them first. Not that she needs one.
Oh, yeah, because they were, like, working on the side, kind but of. He was working on the side against her. And
it's going to make this season really interesting with him coming back.
Definitely, definitely. Although that's kind of an element that's fallen away from the show since the curse got broken and everything was just, like, the plans with him, plans with, like, backstabbing plans. People and, like, mm-hmm. twisting and everything. That doesn't happen
we'll
as
see
much.
What happens with Sven.
Because it's, like, 90% of the character, all the main characters are generally working towards the same goal now. Or,
for
like,
now.
The same, like, larger goal anyway.
Well, maybe not now that, Who are you? Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the king?
Yeah, the Charming's king. King, dad. His fake dad.
King Bad Guy?
King Bad Guy. Yeah, that's his name. King George?
King.
No, because remember then there was a mob and then he disappeared.
I do remember that, yeah. But that's in season two.
What's his real name, though?
King Bad Guy.
King Bad Guy. We'll call him King Bad Guy. And we have all of our listeners out there screaming. Like, oh, it's King Bernard. Or might Bernard. Be King George.
I think it's King George, but I like King Bad Guy.
King Baggy. Punch him. I just felt it. Except the body. Finally.
Absolutely. But I didn't do it.
I don't think there's any judge worth his salt, though, who would have accepted
that interview.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay. And now comes your reward, Regina. I feel awkward without Anne Marie being down here. Last time, I had to step out for a second. She was able to keep everyone entertained. I'm not doing a great job. Don't tell her. He really kind of falls fast forward, doesn't he? Probably just the saving his daughter thing. I wonder how that happened. Yeah, so yeah, I guess technically, you know, he's not really falling for her so much as he knows that Snow likes her. So he's like, okay, that'll work. I'm sure it'll work out fine, just as long as Regina doesn't, you know, entrust Snow with any big, like, marriage-destroying secrets or anything. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's a nice cloak. Again, the fashion. So sad.
What I miss?
Everything.
Dang it.
Daniel's a Frankenstein.
A Frankenstein? Oh, no.
Snow's father fell in love with Regina's relationship with Snow and asked her to marry him.
Precious.
And I told our listeners something that they're not supposed to tell you.
Oh. Please tweet me.
Don't.
At AMD Simone.
Please do not. If you
hashtag
don't,
Team Anne Marie.
I was going to say, if you don't, she'll never hear it because she never listens to the episodes ever.
Maybe.
All I care about is you.
Wow, that was horrible.
Yeah.
It was beyond horrible.
Sorry, if Lana ever listens to this, Lana, Regina, I don't mean anything by it.
It's not you.
It's just we're trying to fill space here a little bit.
Precious.
It's easy to make fun of people.
It's the ring that she was, like, making out with.
She was making out with the ring?
Kinda.
Seems like you might, like, get your tongue stuck in it or something.
Awkward.
Oh, snap. Now we have to kill her. You just got to get back on the horse. And...
Snow!
Kill her!
Why was
good,
she going
now,
riding at like 9 o'clock at night? She's like 12.
She wanted to come hang out with her soon-to-be mom. She was excited. I wonder if they'll bring her back to play Jon Snow this year at all.
I hope. Well, they really can't. Because, well, again, the growing up thing.
But, I mean, we see Snow Jon, and then we see Snow... We see Snow at this age, and then we see her as a younged up Jennifer Goodwin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this girl could play her until
for
she
a while.
Was 20 or something, you know?
Yeah. They just look so much alike.
They would just have to keep moving up the areas we can flash back to. But, I mean, they've kind of fleshed out this whole era anyway.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good.
Actually, I wonder what did happen to Snow during her teenage years.
I don't know. Before her dad had died.
Mm-hmm. Then he must die. Don't worry. I'll make sure he dies, okay? It's fine. No, it's fine. My dad will just kill him real quick, and then you guys get married.
But he wouldn't have. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
He'd have encouraged it.
Really, the only reason he was trying to marry Regina was because Snow liked her. Like, that was very obvious, because, like, when they first came in, I said something along the lines of, like, oh, well, he fell for her fast. He just met her and everything. But then I was like, as he was talking, I was like, no, his wording even here is, I want to marry you because my daughter thinks you're cool.
Uh-huh.
And it's easier to marry you than to hire you as a nanny, I guess.
Something. A little bit.
You know, big picture, in Regina's defense, this pretty Snow was pretty messed up here. She was definitely in the wrong. She might not have deserved the entire kingdom being cursed. But she deserved maybe a little something. At least a cold shoulder for that. Because, I mean, Regina even said very explicitly,
"Do not tell my mother.
Don't tell Cora. Whatever you do, don't tell Cora." Who's the only person she tells?
Cora.
When they were still speculating that he was going to be the book guy. Pouring my magic juice.
You're pouring your magic juice?
Yeah.
I miss August.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they have to underutilize his character so that he wanted off the show?
I would like to get a, you know, maybe a Pinocchio themed episode now, because I think he made one appearance in flashback as the puppet last season, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
You think he and Henry could be friends or
heartless?
Oh, is this when they go out to the well?
Probably. The troll bridge. Ha, I never noticed the actual R.
I've got wooden leg syndrome.
Let me walk off my leg.
Is that leg made of wood? Old people will remember that from Full House.
They had the worst CSI ever if they missed that.
Or the worst shovels.
Well, that too.
Shovels should be able to hit a rock or two. I mean, good's a shovel that can't, you know,
shovel
survive a rock, yeah.
For a minute, I thought he was sucking his thumb. I was like, you're like 13. And pretend sleeping. He's like, I've got gloves. Let's see what other fun clues we can find in this garage.
I'm seeing nothing. Shovel.
A shovel, but not the shovel. Something's coming. I can tell by the music.
You know, if I broke a shovel, I'd get it replaced right away. I wouldn't leave it laying around my garage. That's for sure.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this evidence is not enterable. Because you broke in.
Well, if I remember correctly, don't they go back to get the warrant or something, and then by the time they come back, it's gone?
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to talk about when that's going on? Because we already covered it.
Oh, Snow.
Yeah, you should be scared.
Mm-hmm. Run.
That little girl will kill you one day, Cora, or will be responsible for your death. We'll make your own daughter kill you. That little girl is evil.
She was actually mean.
You know, I think you could write a pretty good justification for Snow White being the bad guy of Once Upon a Time, the real bad guy.
Hmm.
Between making Regina kill her mother, doing this, making Regina's mother kill her true love, having the little girl that went back in time and brought Robin Hood's girlfriend to the present day.
Man.
You know, maybe Regina has a point.
Like down with snow.
Those evil regals, I think they might have been sniffing up the right tree for once. Because they always sniff up the wrong tree. No, I'm kidding.
There's lots of sniffing going on. I'm a little confused. I'd do anything. It's a very big bow on her head. She also kind of looks like, what I picture an Alice in Wonderland to have looked like before we had an Alice in Wonderland.
Before we had Alice. I could, maybe not the classic Disney blonde Alice.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, wait.
And that's when she decided that one day she'd kill Cora. No, but see, if you're thinking about it, like, now she seems a little evil here. What?
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, she just seems a little bit manipulative, almost. Almost like she was telling it because she wanted something to be done about it, so Regina would have to marry your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Snow, snow, snow. Boom. Justice. Surprise, surprise.
And gone.
How did she know, though? I'm guessing gold. I can't remember.
I
honestly can't remember. I'm pretty sure they reveal it, but
who knows? But I mean, does it even matter? It's not surprising.
No, not at all. Warrant or no, Regina would have never walked her back there if there was something that was going to give her up.
Yeah. Bam.
I think Henry ate it.
Nom, 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 nom.
I like how he's like biker dude normally, and right now he looks like super boho.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm long in a coffee shop playing my bongos.
Hey, I was just working on this jazz reinterpretation of the Aristocrat soundtrack. Aristocat soundtrack.
Because he can't lie.
Stand back.
Oh, Mary Margaret.
He's trying to make my chair squeak to simulate the sound of his nose growing. Wasn't working.
Does she not know people can't leave?
I would assume she knows people can't leave.
Then what the what?
Well, isn't there something where, like, if people try and leave, they suffer, like, fatal accidents or something like that? Or
maybe.
Like, cars wreck and things like that.
Oh, the ugly cry.
It's not good enough snow.
Nope.
We know the truth of you now. We see that black spot in your heart.
It wasn't there yet.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it? Kiss her. No.
Don't. Oh, jeez. Actually, has that ship ever been sailed?
Yeah, that's never really been shipped too much that I've seen.
Mm-mm.
It's possible, though. I'm sure if it was definitely first season, it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh. How'd she move so fast?
Magic.
This magic moment. And learn English. No, I do. I just told you.
I want to be with Daniel, remember? Just like you wanted to sleep with a stranger and have a baby.
This proves my point. You're impossible to talk to. I love that brooch.
Nope, you're not. I really didn't know that.
Amory's just sitting here with copy of the script.
Goodbye, heart. Yeah, well, goodbye, happiness.
I feel really tense and nervous right now.
I know. And we know it's not going to end.
I'm uncomfortable. I need a grown-up.
Someone hug me.
Not her, though.
No. No, you don't. You're about to die. Nope.
You come back for a one-off Halloween special.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oof, man. Wasted like, no time.
Not going to give them a chance.
No ceremony on that one. There was nothing happy here.
What the H, Mom?
She just kissed a dead body.
Well, I mean, who among us? No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, we're getting some crazy letters.
Yeah, probably. See, and that's what we were saying at the beginning of the episode, where this is when she realizes that she needs power, not status. Power. Status can give you power. Et cetera.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Yeah, there's a lot of hay. Hay gets on everything.
Mm-hmm.
These big, long, flowy gowns with the fur and everything. Like
boots with the fur.
Not a good mix with the hay. Boom.
Ah, the wedding dress.
And now she's all gleeful and happy about it. See, Snow's evil. She was the one working with Johanna.
Johanna did it.
With Snow's help. Snow's the big bad.
Snow is not the big
bad. She's the big bad. I'm convinced of it now. I'm sorry. I'm just getting like such like a Mean Girls vibe or something like that. Like, and I knew you'd want me to tell the principal right away that you were going to wear your non-dress code outfit today. And he was just so interested. He wants you in his office right now.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actual plot of Mean Girls.
Not even it didn't come together that, very no. well, but.
Fight. Fight. Good. I'm glad you're mad. Run away.
Into the ground.
And right now we're witnessing Regina's psychotic break.
Uh-huh.
Oh. It's a creepy smile.
Oh, that hair. Mm-hmm.
It's like her face wants to jump right off of her face because it hates being in a smile. Like... I just find myself hating Snow this episode. I don't know why.
I don't even know what to say. Like, realize I've been quiet.
It was Johanna.
Johanna did it.
Johanna did it. We know this to be true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ew. Bum, 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 bum. Ah, the ring, see?
The one ring.
One ring to rule them all.
Is that the one she was making out with?
Yeah.
Cool.
We got her, Daniel. It's only been like 35 years, but we got her.
That's very similar, almost the exact same coat she was wearing in this season.
Yes.
Except I think they let it out a little bit.
Yeah, for the, a little
for
bit.
The pregnancy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it kind of makes sense to keep the same wardrobe. They've yet to go on shopping sprees.
Very true. Plus, that whole being frozen in time thing doesn't help with the whole fashion trends thing. Always back to fashion.
You're the one who keeps bringing it up, too.
The fashion commentaries.
Ooh, ooh, the tulips.
Oh! Microphone.
Was there a microphone? I'm
there
sure
should
there
be.
Was.
Yeah. Why would he bring flowers if there wasn't a microphone in them? Come on now.
And there
Sydney
it is.
Glass. Yup.
Yup, yup.
That's how she knew about the shovel. Yeah.
There we go.
We forgot about that.
See? There we go. Ah, grannies.
Soup and sandwiches. Beer.
Or that I just carry around in my pocket in a plastic baggie. That's why we'd put it on a typewriter that says, I knew you were a vampire.
That's why we make it as obvious as possible.
Screaming.
Oh, yeah, because they find...
Yeah.
What's her face?
Catherine.
You'd think she'd be excited. You know?
Okay, well, she thinks she's like... Yeah, I mean, look at her. I don't think we've been back to this alley, though. I'm still curious how Catherine can tell anybody anything.
And only three episodes left for the season. Whatever will happen.
We have no idea.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. No, yes. But that was a good episode.
That was a good episode. Good episode, everyone. Yes, good episode.
And when I was very glad to rewatch because it, like I said, it kind of made me...
Hate Snow White, and I'm not
just
a fan of that.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit more than I did because I think that I knew intellectually that those events had happened in the timeline, but kind of to see them play out again and kind of to see Little Snow's performance, which I thought was great.
Mm-hmm. I love Little Snow. Whatever that actress is, yeah. I'm not pulling it up at the moment. There's no computer in front of me.
But
she's awesome.
But, you know, it just to kind of see it over again kind of makes me feel a little differently towards Snow. It might have to do with the fact that we've seen where Snow goes as far as, like we were talking about, the whole Korra thing, the whole making Regina kill Korra thing. So maybe seeing that with that new context made it a little more. I still think, obviously, you know, I still think, you know, right. The good guys are the good guys, the bad guys are the bad, and the bad guys became good, et cetera.
Can't wait to see the Wicked Witch come back.
Yes.
Just saying. It's happening.
But
face it.
Just say it, interesting, the new perspective it gave me. Probably my favorite episode we've done so far as kind of.
Oh, good. We're going to continue that trend.
What trend?
I'm saying it's your favorite episode.
No, I think the last, the first part of the Regina's Boyfriends Die duology.
And now we're making things up.
I know, but I thought that was our most well done commentary. I think this one was my favorite one to do.
I'm really hoping we don't have to go for the trifecta, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If we have to go for the trifecta, there may be tears.
Rip Robin Hood.
No, Rip Robin Hood. Do not start rumors.
But I guess we'll be back next week with another commentary. I don't know what commentary yet,
Someone
though.
Tell us what to do.
Like, I have one in my head. If we don't get any suggestions, we'll do. I'm not going to say it here.
Because then you'd be influencing the audience.
Exactly. But we have one that we'll definitely do. Regardless. Okay.
Well, of course we're going to do one regardless. Even if we just go bing, and stop on one.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay, Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter @AMDSimone or on my blog, crunchycrafty.com.
Okay, and as for me, you can find me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. Google Plus is google.com/plusbillmeeks. And you can find all my books and stuff at dogboyadventures.com. And you can find both of us at legendsofgotham.com, where we're doing another podcast this year.
Or GF Storybrooke.
Yeah, at GF Storybrooke on Twitter, greetings from storybrooke.com, facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke.
And then that infamous voicemail number that neither of us can remember, nor are we going to pull up.
And we're not even
going to
try.
Nope.
Just go to the website, hit contact. You'll find it there.
Or, you know, put it on speed dial, because I know some of you have it.
But thank you for joining us for another one of our season one commentaries. We're so close to the new season coming.
It's almost it's less than a month from when we were recording this. It's going to be like a week and a half from when this airs.
I know. It's exciting.
It's so fun.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Until next time.
Greetings from Storybrooke. Greetings from Arendelle.
Greetings from Olaf. Oh, wait. No, Olaf.
My name's Anne Marie, and I like warm hugs.